This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for March 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The Department of Defense has issued a stop work order to the GE Rolls-Royce fighter engine team, telling the partners to stop their efforts on the F-136 engine alternative for the Joint Strike Fighter once the current funding runs out at the end of March. GE responds it will keep development going and fund the program itself for the time being. Stockholders in AirTran Holdings have voted overwhelmingly to approve their company's merger with Southwest Airlines. Southwest stock clerks, represented by the Teamsters, have ratified a new 5-year contract agreement with the company. About 2,200 AirTran flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, will be voting soon on a new 2-year contract agreement their union has reached. The Indian government has arrested 2 more people working as airline pilots, flying on faked licenses. Cub Crafters of Yakima, Washington has extended its distribution network to Australia. Flight Design has tapped Premier One Aviation in Miami as its associate dealer serving South Florida and the Caribbean. Delta Hawk has named Dennis Webb CEO, taking over for Diane Dewars, who will continue serving in an advisory role. ICG has introduced a new cordless cabin telephone system, dubbed the ePhone, designed specifically for business aircraft. Aircell calls one of its new products the world's first airborne smartphone. The product was unveiled Wednesday at AEA. And an air traffic controller was alone manning the tower at Washington Reagan National when he fell asleep for a few minutes around midnight Wednesday morning. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, AEA's Mike Adamson tells ANN's Jim Campbell about the scholarship program administered by the Aircraft Electronics Association. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.